The following drama contains strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Now on Drama on News Talk, producers Jonathan Farley and Katarina Ekomides bring us a fictionalised version of historical events. This is Lansdowne 73.
England run onto the field to a standing ovation. Led by Irish Premier Jack Lynch, Ireland says thank you for coming before the England vs Ireland Rugby International at Lansdowne Road. A hearty welcome before a massacre.
This is bigger than you. Things have gotten too much in Ireland in the last few months. And in case you haven't noticed, the British influence is heavier than ever. January 1973, the English rugby team came to play Ireland at Lansdowne, nearly a year to the day of Bloody Sunday, even though they were warned there could be a bomb in the stadium. Two guards. One bomb. This is Lansdowne 73.
Come here to me now. I caught this fella writing graffiti on the wall down in Lansdowne.
Graffiti on the wall. She says he's magic, graffiti on the wall.
You talking to me?
No. I was talking to him, actually. Sure, he hasn't said a word since I grabbed him. Haven't you now?
By the way, it's Lansdowne. Not Lansdowne. Land.
That's actually a common mistake. It's a Lansdowne. You need to drop the D.
Don't tell me what to do. It's Lansdowne. Put in the D, you coat hanger.
Why am I a coat hanger?
It's an expression. You're just a big nothing underneath those clothes.
Righto.
You're a bit of a know-all. You know that. Respect your elders.
Righto.
Give him over here. I'll put me boot in his arse and throw him in that cell.
Why would you put your boot in his arse?
It's an expression that I'll put manners on him.
Don't do that. Innocent until proven guilty.
Sure, you've seen him with your own eyes.
Yeah, I know, but he still has the right to a fair trial, whether I seen him or not.
It's an expression, I said. I won't touch him.
Good.
Good? I'm glad we never worked together before. You've some cheek coming in here, trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
I'm not offended. Maybe you and him are offended. Pair of co-hangers, the two of yous.
Stop saying that. Yeah, sorry. I know, I don't tell you what to do.
Just put him in the cell till later. I want to listen to the match on the wireless here. Ignore it till after the match. Ah, Jesus.
Listen carefully.
No, you listen carefully.
There's a bomb in Lansdowne Road. And if you listen carefully and do as I say, then we'll get through it.
There's a bomb in Lansdowne Road.
Lansdowne, no D.
Shut up!
Did you just tell me to shut up?
That wasn't meant for you.
I don't care, just listen. Good. Now you and your friend need to go to the stadium and follow my instructions verbatim.
I'm not doing anything you say, or following any of your instructions either. You think I'm an egot, do you?
Who is this?
I'm going to give you some clues, and if you get them all right, then you'll be able to disarm it. Get them wrong or alert anyone else, and it goes off. Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Hat in hand, by me at the old East Stand.
Right, quick, we need to go.
I'm not going anywhere. The game's ready to start.
Please, come on, will you just please come with me?
All you have to do is ask, see? Don't give me orders. Ask me politely to do things.
Righto. Now go grab our hats. Sorry, will you please grab our hats? That was a bomb threat.
We can't leave this fella on his own.
Listen, we don't have time. He'd be grand. Just lock the door. Oh, sorry. Could you please lock the door?
Well, if we don't have time, I won't bother locking it. Sure, no one's going to rob a Garda station. We've bigger fish to fry.
What? Wait, there's fish?
So we're going to Lansdowne.
Yeah, East Stand.
I know it.
What about those fish?
What?
You said we'd fish to fry.
It's an idiom.
What you call me?
No, an idiom. It's a sentence that, Jesus. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, maybe you're the idiom.
Come on now, don't be childish.
Oh, says the child who doesn't take orders. It's just a thing. Don't use idioms with me. I'm a very literal person. I take people at their word. Just tell me exactly what you mean.
Julie Nohan, now, we don't have much time. Put your foot in the gas.
What? Gas? What gas?
Run faster!
Yeah, look, most of the crowd have gone in.
Yeah, what now?
Voice loud, hat in hand, find me at the old East Stand. So we need to look for somebody with their hat in their hand.
No, it's also an idiom. It means to be sad.
Yeah, but why did he not just say he was sad?
Yeah, but sure he didn't. Don't overthink it. Just look for someone sad.
Or somebody with a hat in their hand.
Just look for someone sad.
Or just somebody with a hat in their hand. This isn't great. Most people around here are smiling.
I know. The bastards.
Wait, listen.
I don't hear anything.
Here, listen. Have you ever heard of the mosquito tone?
You talk to mosquitoes now.
They say people over 25 can't hear a sound called mosquito tone, which is a sound at a frequency of 17.4 kilohertz.
Don't tell me what I can and can't hear.
Righto.
You're growing on me, fella.
Let's go.
Ireland had some scares. Get you ready.
You hear that?
Of course.
You hear that?
Ireland hats and scarves, get your Ireland hats and scarves.
Hello.
How are you?
Have you seen anything strange today?
You want to buy a hat?
Did you or didn't you?
Ireland hats and scarves, get your Ireland hats and scarves.
Hey, listen to me.
Ireland hats and scarves, get your Ireland hats and scarves.
Right, come here, I'll have a scarf.
Ireland hats and scarves, get your Ireland hats and
hat.
Scarves.
And a hat.
An old fella gave me this to give to two guards if they asked.
Ah, Jesus. I was hoping it was a hoax.
What is it?
But it seems real.
Okay. All right, Grant, come here, let me read this. Don't let the English all be murdered. Settle down and have a burger. Okay.
What's he on about?
You heard nothing.
You buy another three hats and scarves and I heard nothing.
Go on, you louse.
Well done, lads.
Listen carefully. There's a bomb in Lansdowne Road. And if you listen carefully and do as I say, then we'll get through it.
Well done, lads.
Now you and your friend need to go to the stadium and follow my instructions verbatim. Get them wrong or alert anyone else, and it goes off.
Let's get to the burger stand.
So you don't think this one's actually an idiom?
There's no idioms with murder and burger. I think it's on the nose.
Whose nose?
Ah, it's grand. Come on. You don't tie your shoelaces.
Yeah, I don't really like clothes or things that are too tight.
Really?
Yeah, like if I tie my shoes, my feet feel really restricted. Not that kind of way. Plus, if I'm on patrol or on my own or I'm bored or anything, I can just throw the boot in the air and then catch it on my foot. I call it two boots.
Why?
Yeah, I often forget about it, but it always just pops into my head if people say the word boots, but like twice and really quick. Yeah, I, do you know what? It could be great to use it in a chase if someone is running away from you. Nah, look, I take my job very seriously. Garda Síochána Cana. I am a protector of the peace.
You are a very interesting young fella.
What about the people of Derry? What about the 14 slain protesters? Do they enjoy independence? Do they enjoy independence? Huh? You need to respect me. There will never be peace while the British are here. We have been planning this for the past year, and you're gonna help. What better way to drum up national outrage than the death of a national rugby team?
Tickets.
Look at us. We're in uniform. We're guards.
Doesn't mean you don't need a ticket.
Taking your position of power a bit seriously.
That is rich.
Oh, thank you.
He's not complimenting us. He's saying we're on a power trip.
Oh, hey,
are you going to let us in, or are we going to arrest you for blocking an active investigation?
Enjoy your trip.
What trip?
Our trip.
I'll get you later. I'm serious. I'm coming back for you. Little man complex.
What do you mean?
Obviously he couldn't get into the guards because he's 4 foot nothing.
Nah, he's at least 5'2".
Have you always been this literal?
Yes, I have.
Jesus, you're really growing on me. Not literally, no. It's an expression. It means that I like you.
Okay. Why did he snort like a pig at you there at the end?
Don't mind him.
What was it?
You're a very interesting person, Joe. Very sheltered.
I'm from Meath.
Beautiful place.
It's heaven. Where are you from?
Eden, Derry. Hell.
Thank you.
Excuse me, has anyone given you a nod for me?
Not that I know of. Let me check with the others. Nothing.
Apples, what now?
I'm not sure.
They clean the place fairly fast here.
They do indeed. Fair play to them.
I only see one burger box left over there.
I see it.
Stay here, let me go.
Don't order me about.
I'm sorry.
You really have trouble understanding my tone sometimes. We'll go together. Here we go.
Easy does it.
Rasher saucy, never free. I'm all pork, come get me.
I don't think they sell anything but beef burgers here.
This was literal though. There has to be some meaning to it.
Could be an idiom. What's pork used for is another thing.
Must be a hot dog.
They don't sell hot dogs here.
Has to be. Do you sell hot dogs?
Not here.
Anywhere in the stadium?
I don't think so. It's only burgers and chips.
Rashers and sausages?
No, definitely not. There's another one in the West Stand if you want to check. And 99% it's just burgers and chips there.
No bother. Thanks for the help.
So what's happened?
I'm not sure. Let's try and find a hot dog stand.
She said there's no hot dogs here.
We've no other choice.
Come on, think of your idioms.
What?
Come on, think of your idioms. Why did that security guard snort at you?
I'm going to get him.
No. Go on.
Guards are called pigs by some people.
All pork.
How have you got the hang of idioms so quickly?
I'm a little sheltered. I'm not an idiom.
You have a really unique mind. You know that. Fair play. Start looking for another guard. There's no one about.
I know.
Where does the Garda usually be?
On pitch side, I'd say. It's loud! Jesus, that's loud!
I know! I see the sergeant!
Some lad gave me this for you.
Jesus. Hi, John and Joe. You didn't think this was personal. Well, it is. Meet me outside the old clubhouse.
Okay.
Jesus.
So he knows us.
I really was hoping the whole time that this was just a big hoax.
Yeah, I think it's for real.
Jesus, the pressure. There's 50,000 people here.
I know.
This is nuts.
Do you know nuts means crazy and nachos nuts?
Haha, you have a real way of snapping me back to reality.
I do me best. It's the only way.
Right, to the clubhouse. So tell me more about Connemara.
Well, I am for me, but I spent a lot of time in Connemara, in the arsehole of nowhere, just the way I like it. Yeah, myself, three brothers. Dad died young, mother raised us. Usual stuff.
You get on well with her?
Ah, yeah, she's the best. You?
She's still in hell.
Ah, that's sad. She died.
Aidan Derry. Go, go, go!
Come to me! I need help! Come to me! I need help! Go! Go! Go!
Are you looking for us?
No.
You looking for us?
Piss off, will you?
You looking for us?
Sure up and watch the match, will you?
Are you looking for us, are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I want some pig to interrupt me while I'm watching the biggest match of the year, what?
I'll get you.
Just wait till after the game, will you?
I'm serious. I'm going to come back and get you.
You get anything?
No. You?
No.
I'm literally done. I can't think of anything else.
Maybe I'll ask them again.
Jared Finnegan and Joe Riley to the ticket box. Jared Finnegan and Joe Riley to the ticket box, please.
Let's go.
No, they're watching us.
Yeah, no, I get that, but we need to be doing what they say.
No, this is a wild goose chase. We're not solving nothing.
Okay, what's our options?
We need to find the bomb.
Yeah, I know, but we're literally clueless if we don't have the instructions. Like, we don't know where to go.
But sure, they're just messing with us. They just want to waste our time.
Yeah, I know, but like, if we divert, he did say he's going to blow the place up.
I know. We're sort of powerless.
Yeah, I know. Let's walk toward the ticket box anyway. We can have a think on the way.
You're listening to Lansdowne 73 on Drama on News Talk. This programme contains strong language and is intended for a mature audience. This is Lansdowne 73 on Drama on News Talk.
This is bigger than you. Things have gotten too much in Ireland in the last few months. And in case you haven't noticed, the British influence is heavier than ever. In 1973, the English rugby team came to play Ireland at Lansdowne, nearly a year to the day of Bloody Sunday, even though they were warned there could be a bomb in the stadium. Two guards. One bomb. This is Lansdowne 73.
Stand firm!
Look at me! Take the hopper!
Go! Go! Go!
Look at me! I need offer!
Go! Go! Go!
Thoughts?
I've nothing.
If it's for real, where could you get away with placing a bomb?
The middle of the pitch?
That's what I was thinking. But we'd have to stop the match.
Maybe it's the referee.
There must be more than one. They could see us outside the clubhouse.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh,
what?
Nah, it's nothing.
Go on.
Well, that's the spot where I picked up that young lad writing on the wall earlier.
Graffiti on the wall.
We're magic, we're magic.
Graffiti on the wall.
Of the Celts, of the Celts.
Let's see what the little bollocks was writing.
I hadn't even looked.
You can't see me, I see you. Come and get my final clue.
Oh.
Ah, Jesus. He's in on it.
Oh. Oh. He must be.
To the station. How did you not notice that earlier?
Well, I just grabbed them and there was too many people around and they were all shouting at me to let them go and they were drunk and there was too much going on and I got really anxious and overwhelmed and I had to just leave.
I know. It's the drunk crowds.
Yeah, I know. They're obnoxious. They kept shouting at me to let them go. I'll tell you what though, if he was right in their house, they wouldn't be so quick to let them go.
That must be the final clue. We must have skipped a couple.
Good timing.
Good luck.
I don't believe in luck.
So you think the divine guided us there?
I just think that when the intention is good and you try your best, follow your heart, luck follows.
So why aren't you a rich banker, so?
Well, I don't want to be a rich banker. I want to help people.
Come on. You were just tall and fell into the job.
Fell in? I didn't fall in.
Another idiom. You got the job by chance.
No. I love the idea of protecting the peace. Protecting people. Garda Síochána. The peace is important.
Ah, I used to be like that.
It shouldn't leave you.
It did.
Then why are you running around Dublin like a lunatic?
Saved by the bell. We're at the station.
What bell? I don't hear a bell.
I'll explain later.
But surprisingly, England score first with a penalty kick by Tony Jordan. Ireland 0, England 3. A short-lived lead, McMaster passes to Gibson and he's away, but not this time. Line up and Ireland take possession again. Maloney to Grace, and it's a try. McGann converts. Ireland 6, England 3. Then Milliken scores another try for Ireland. And McGann converts. A magnificent kick from the touchline. Ireland leading 12-3 at half-time and pushing ruthlessly for more.
He's gone.
There's no sign of a break-in.
Strange.
There's no sign of anyone being here either.
Did you lock the door?
You said not to.
Knowing me, I definitely would have told you to lock it.
We don't have time. No one is going to rob a Garda station.
That's you.
Maybe I did say that. How did you remember?
I kind of have a photographic memory and I can remember conversations verbatim.
What a blessing.
Well, it's more of a curse, to be honest.
How so?
Yeah, well, I wish I could forget some of the things people said to me over the years.
Me?
You're a bit of a know-all, you know that? Respect your elders.
I'm sorry, I just...
It's an expression. You're just a big nun underneath those clothes.
That's you again, if you didn't notice.
No, that was just me messing with you.
Was it?
Of course.
I don't know, I think we all say hurtful things to each other and then when we realise we've hurt the other person, we say that we're messing.
I didn't. Maybe. Listen, I just got a hard time from the sergeant. It's him. He's involved.
What?
No.
Yeah, he just popped into my mind. Sure, he's the only one with keys other than us.
Ah, yes. And remember, he conveniently had that note earlier.
Exactly. The devil.
We go back and get him.
I don't know. He's surrounded by other guards there. I wonder. Let's go.
Where?
Come on!
Well, I locked the door.
Sure, we've been robbed already.
Where are we going?
Sergeant's house. If he's up to something, there's going to have to be something in the house.
That's a bit intrusive.
He could have planted a bomb in the middle of 50,000 people. I'd like to get more intrusive with him.
You're actually a good driver.
I wasn't always a guard.
What do you mean?
I fractured the occasional law.
Really?
I grew up in a time when, well, let's just say parental supervision wasn't. Children were supposed to be seen and not heard.
Oh, wow. So you were a joyrider.
One of the best in the business.
Jesus, we have lived opposite lives.
That's for sure.
Although, I have been driving tractors since I'm like 8.
Good to know. If we ever need to be involved in the slowest chase of all time.
Hey, it's harder than you think. It's heavy machinery.
I know. I'm pulling your leg.
Ah, that's an idiom.
He's learning all the time. Right, we're coming up to the house. Kill the siren. Turn it off!
Sorry. I'm just starting to feel stressed.
I know. Be careful in here now. And don't say anything to his wife, Joan. She's a herd panicker. And we don't want to spook her.
Righto.
You keep her busy. I'll have a look around.
Hi, John.
Well, John, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. What's up? Is it Phil? Is he okay?
He's grand. He just told us to come back and get his glasses. He can't see the match properly.
Oh, good. Come in.
I'll go up the stairs. He told me where to look. You stay down here, Joan. Introduce yourself to the lovely Joan.
So, Joe?
I'm Joe.
So, I hear.
I'm Joe.
You're new?
Yeah, kind of.
Where are you from, Joe?
Long story, but I kind of Meath and Connemara.
Oh, lovely. What part?
Do you know Letterfrack?
I know it well.
Do you?
I do. We go to Renville once a year. Do you want tea?
Ah, no, you're grand. Just a flying visit.
I'll go up and ask John.
No.
Sorry?
I want to hear where you're from.
I'm from Nina.
The ambulance town?
We've only one hospital.
Nina.
Maybe. I'll see what John is doing.
No!
Excuse me?
No, I want to tell you about driving tractors around Connemara.
I'm gonna go. John!
Found them. We'll be back later for tea, Joan.
Come on, your own.
See you later. He had blueprints of the Lansdowne dressing room in his room.
So that's probably where the bomb is. Jeez, this is nuts.
I know. Nuts! What did you say to Joan?
I made a joke.
Go on.
I said Nina is the ambulance town.
How so?
Nina. Nina.
Am I glad I have you today?
I was trying to keep her busy and away from you.
By embarrassing her to death?
Huh?
Nothing. I'm sorry. You're doing your best. Although, it does remind me. Turn on that siren. Do you know where sirens were invented?
No, where?
Nina.
Come on.
I'm sorry. Man collapses in a busy street. Someone from the crowd shouts, "Somebody call him an ambulance!" Suddenly, another voice calls out, "You're an ambulance!" Now, we're even in the cringe stakes.
Yeah, well, that's not really a joke, though. It's more of a statement.
What?
Because the guy says, "Well, somebody call him an ambulance," and then that's what he did. So, I don't get where the joke is.
But you see the double meaning, right?
Yeah, but he still did what they asked him to do.
You're such a literal man.
Yeah, look, I know. It's just the way my brain works.
Don't apologise. I think it's great. You're very unique.
Okay, thank you. That means a lot. So I'm not a coat hanger.
The opposite. You're a wardrobe full of unique things to wear.
England run onto the field to a standing ovation. Led by Irish Premier Jack Lynch, Ireland says thank you for coming before the England versus Ireland Rugby International at Lansdowne Road. A hearty welcome before a massacre. Ireland in dark shirts kick off right to left and go straight into the attack. England are in trouble from the start against an Irish side determined to hammer them into submission.
What about the people of Derry? What about the 14 slain protesters? Do they enjoy independence? Do they enjoy independence? Huh? You need to respect me. There will never be peace while the British are here. We have been planning this for the past year, and you're gonna help. What better way to drum up national outrage than the death of a national rugby team?
Pickets.
Ah, Jesus. Not you again.
Pickets, these.
What?
Excuse me, I have a bad cold.
We don't have time.
Here, please don't obstruct us. This is actually serious.
It's my job. I'm not trying to be a rude pig. I'm just trying to bring home the bacon. Scar brutality!
We're coming back to arrest you later.
I thought you were dedicated to keeping the peace.
Yeah, well, he was obstructing the peace.
Jesus, remind me not to mess with you.
Just don't obstruct the peace.
It's a bit smelly in this part.
Ah, yeah, it's the Victorian plumbing. It gets a bit smelly when there's a few hundred people shiting themselves with nerves.
Didn't factor in the nerves bit.
Look at all those manholes and grates. An impressive system. Not bad, nearly 100 years old.
Now we're really talking shite.
Ah, another idiom, right?
You're shitting me.
To McGann, and it's a drop goal for Ireland. 15-3. England get possession and kick up field, playing better against the wind. And Neary scores a try for England. Jordan converts to make England 9 against Ireland's 15. It's England's last chance. Ireland attack again.
There's nothing here.
There has to be.
What if it's the wrong dressing room?
Yeah, but why would he want to blow up the Irish team?
We're running out of time.
Well done, lads.
I was hoping it wouldn't be you, Phil.
Address me as Sergeant.
I don't think you're in any position to be given orders.
Never one to be ordered about, eh, John?
You wanted us to find you.
No, John. This is bigger than you.
This is a nonsense.
Don't interrupt, boy.
You need to respect him.
You need to respect me.
I've told you, you're in no position to be firing off demands. Now where's the bomb?
No idea. No idea.
Then why did you bring us here?
Things have gotten too much in Ireland in the last few months. And in case you haven't noticed, the British influence is heavier than ever.
That's not true at all. We're independent.
What about the people of Derry? What about the 14 slain protesters? Do they enjoy independence, huh?
Yeah, but our job is to keep the peace.
There will never be peace while the British are here.
That's just your opinion.
We've been planning this for the past year, and you're going to help.
Are you serious? Your wife is British. Hello?
What better way to drum up national outrage than the death of a national rugby team and three Gardaí, huh?
You brought us here to die.
Lads, I brought you here so you never die. Martyrs always come in threes and live forever.
The bomb is in the kit bag.
Move an inch and I'll shoot you both.
You must be quaking in your boots, Phil.
Shut up. Shut up.
But you forgot. Me and Joe are as tough as old boots.
Two boots.
Oh, jeez. Can't you? Fuck you.
Seven seconds on the timer. I don't have time to disarm it.
Shite.
I know.
No. Shit. Throw that down under the sewage grates. It should sink and cut off the oxygen to control the blast. You did it.
We did it. Handcuff him and let's go.
And Neary scores a try for England. Jordan converts to make England 9 against Ireland's 15. It's England's last chance. Ireland attack again. Another penalty kick by McGann sends the score to 18 for Ireland, England 9. A great day for the Irish.
Last chance if you want to say anything, Phil. What happened to the young prisoner? Where is he hiding?
Yeah, well, look, leave that for another day. We'll get him.
Absolutely. We're men of our word.
Protectors of the peace.
That reminds me. Remember that lad from the clubhouse?
Which one?
The one that said he didn't want some pig to interrupt me watching the biggest game of the year.
Yeah, why?
That's him.
Yeah, we don't have space in the car to arrest him.
Who says I'm going to arrest him?
Car brutality!
I thought we were protectors of the peace.
He was obstructing the peace. Plus, I wasn't always a Garda.
Well, I know. I heard you fractured a law or two in your day.
Shut up, you two. Jesus, prison will be better than listening to you two saddos.
Great impression of an egad, Phil. Paddy Englishman, Paddy Irishman and Paddy Phil were in the desert when they came across a car.
Okay, did this really happen?
No, it's a joke.
Okay, so?
So they came across this car anyway and decided they were going to take parts of it to help them. Paddy Englishman took the engine fan.
Okay.
Paddy Irishman took the radiator so he could drink the water out of it.
Yeah.
And Paddy Phil took the window so he could roll it down when he got too hot.
I don't get it.
Jesus. Turn on that siren.
And January 1973, the English rugby team came to play Ireland at Lansdowne, nearly a year to the day of Bloody Sunday. Even though they were warned there could be a bomb in the stadium. Two guards. One bomb. This is Lansdowne 73.
Lansdowne 73 was produced by Jonathan Farrelly and Katerina Economides and was supported by a grant from Commission Oman as part of the Sound and Vision Scheme. For more drama and documentary on News Talk, visit newstalk.com.